I am so delighted with the range of guests and the mix of music we've been able to feature this morning. And this next ensemble is going to add to that delight. You may know Bryce Rabideau. He's been here with us before. Jason Rafalak also. And they're joined by Margot Jezier, who is new to me. Jezierk. I'll get that right. We'll learn to pronounce your name. Did I get it right the second time? Jezierk. It all comes to me eventually. But they, if you remember the wee small hours, that's a time when certain types of songs keep you company, lift your mood, and add to it. And it's going to be amazing. They're going to do five songs for you, most of them standards, and we're going to begin with one I know you'll know. Here is Small Hours.
Miss the Saturday dance, heard they crowded the floor. It's awful different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door. I couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, why bring up old memories? Been invited on dates, might have gone, but what for? Oh, it's awful different without you. Don't get around much anymore.
There
you've got small hours. Wow, that was absolutely terrific. Let's start with the person whose name I have to still learn to pronounce. Margot Jessurk, is that right? All right, I did it.
You did it.
I try. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm a singer. I love, that's my favorite thing, is to sing. And this is my little jazz group with these boys.
It's wonderful. Have you been in Pittsburgh for a while, or where were you raised, and how did you come to have your passion for singing?
Yeah, I grew up in Pittsburgh, in the northern suburbs, like Wexford, and then I went to school at Duquesne University, and I've been living on the east side of the city ever since, and I've just always been singing. My family is very musical, grew up in the church, and my parents are both in the church choir, and yeah, lots of harmonies, lots of singing in the home, and yeah, just always.
Well, you're a natural, and as I listened to you, I was eavesdropping on you as you were doing the sound check, and you did that song, and it sounded like something out of a period movie, you know, singing that song. It sounded distinctly yours, but I mean, at the same time, it's just really fun to listen to you sing, and thank you for being here. We know Bryce, of course. He's been here before with Buffalo Rose. And when did you start this group together?
I think we're all in Buffalo Rose at this point. Margo is the most recent addition. Wow. And with her coming in, she kind of tipped the scales of Jazz Nerd from, we had, you know, a very eclectic group of tastes in that band. But Margo's obviously a really great jazz vocalist. And the three of us, immediately upon her joining the band, were like, we should probably do a side project of some sort. So it was shortly after that that we booked a gig, and we've been playing a lot around town for the last 2 years.
It would be really disappointing if you did not do this, because you really are just a great addition to the music scene. And I'll let you know about a jazz brunch they're going to do in a minute. I'll let you know about that. But let's come over and say hi to Jason. You look like you're having a ball as you three play together.
Yeah, this is great. I love playing with these guys.
Yeah, they sound good. Your daughter is here, I think. Yeah. Is that?
That's Lila, and my wife Lahia are hanging out in the studio here with us today. I'm very excited.
Glad they're here to hold forth. Now, March 23rd at the original Pittsburgh Winery, a Sunday brunch. Now, these guys are fine on their own, but imagine if you bring in a clarinet by way of Lenny Green, and then a trombone with Jeff Bush. They become a quintet, and you can enjoy brunch. You can learn more online at the original Pittsburgh Winery's site, and you can follow Small Hours on Instagram with a trick. You must know the trick. They are a trio, right? Trio. Three things. So you use small dash or underscore, small underscore, underscore, underscore hours. You do the three underscores, one for each member of the trio. If you do two underscores or one underscore, I suspect you get something very, very different. So you don't want to do that. Margo, what's next?
We're going to do a little bit of Brazilian jazz up next, some Jobim. We're going to do Água de Bebê.
Here again, I keep wanting to say in the wee small hours. Once again, small hours.
Eu quis saber coisa tal certa, entre Praskola tu perda a minha casa vive aperta abre todas as portas meu coração água de beber água de beber camarada água de beber água de beber Jebanda, jarebarabaraba, jebanda, jarebarabaraba, jebanda, dainda, dainda.
Got small hours. I was thinking about the mandolin as you were playing, and I only know of one jazz mandolin player throughout the jazz repertoire. Are there many?
I'm very curious who the one that you know is. There's definitely they tend to hide in the shadows. It's not the most the most prominent genre for a mandolinist to approach. But I've actually, in my time with jazz mandolin, I've met so many great ones, a surprising number around the world.
Yeah, the instrument really lends itself well. I was thinking, especially as you were doing the rhythmic part there at the end, it fits in really nicely, as it should. And I'm thinking of Yank Rachel.
Oh, yes.
Is being one, but there are probably some others too. If somebody's listening right now and are thinking this would be a really, let's not have a DJ at the wedding. We don't want to have the infinite crowdsourced, barely legal Spotify playlist playing. I'd like to spend. The incremental cost on a wedding budget would probably be just an additional percent. You know, will you do weddings and events?
We have a couple lined up this year. Yeah, we are a pretty good fit for a cocktail hour or whatnot. But we play all kinds of stuff these days. We really enjoy anywhere where people are cocking an ear towards what we're doing is great.
Yeah, it's really terrific. How can people best reach you if they want to talk about doing something?
I guess I'll drop my really brilliant booking booker's email address.
as long as you're okay with that.
Yes, music@pricerabideau.com will do it. But also we can be found on that Instagram, and we take all kinds of gig requests.
And feel free, if you're listening or driving right now and you couldn't note that down, or maybe Rabideau, you're really wondering about how to spell it, get a hold of us at SLB and we'll pass along the inquiry to these guys. I'm not talking with Jason enough. I'm just coming. Oh, that's all right. The knock, the rhythm of the bass, I like a lot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a big drum, really. You can get a lot of sounds out of just hitting it.
It is. You've got a knack for the knack. And jazz bass, I don't know. Is there an approach? Some people have told me it's the notes you don't play as much as the ones you do, and also kind of the heartbeat role that you play.
Yeah, I think that's all true, and it's particularly fun in this drummerless setting that we have here. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Buffalo Rose, that Bryce and I really have to kind of be the drum set in lieu of a regular drum set. So it's fun to think about how we can hold those roles down.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, but yeah, you are the rhythm section. And Bryce as well, depending on how you've arranged the tunes. How are these coming together, the arrangements? We'll go to Margo for that.
Well, usually we'll just, you know, it'll be stuff that we're listening to in our own time that we decide that we want to add to the set. And we just kind of get together, the three of us, and whoever has like the best handle on the song at the beginning kind of leads the way. And we just play through it enough times until we feel like it's our own and like we've done something cool with it, and then we take it to the people.
Do you find as you're playing maybe a gig, are you getting requests and are you able to accommodate them?
Well, you know, I think a great way to do requests is to come up to us after the show and say, I would love if you could add this one to the set. You know, we have had a couple folks in the past request things during, and that we can't accommodate as easily.
I would not think so. So, Margo, I can't like come up to you, double click on you and say, do you are, you know, you are the brightest. I can't like double click on you and suddenly it comes out of the band.
No, that's really just not how it works. You know, that would be fun. We have a lot of songs in our brains, but it's not always going to happen.
If you're a musician or if you know musicians, you know as you're listening that isn't going to happen. But it's often easy to forget that people as skilled and talented as these guys need some time to think it through and to work it through. It's not a computer and a fake book. It's real music. So I have a note that the next song is Airplane. That could mean a number of things.
Well, it means that it's a Bryce Rabideau original is what it means. This is one of our, Bryce has written a couple songs for our little trio, and it's always a joy to get to play and sing them, but we should probably pass it over to him.
Yeah, I'll tell you, we're surrounded by three geniuses here. So you wrote something in a classic jazz idiom, I guess?
Yeah, this one I started with kind of, I love trying to write in a style, and this one started out as kind of like a folk song with finger-picked guitar, and after sitting with it for a couple of days, I realized that it slotted perfectly in with this like a swing-era sort of jazz style. So I sort of transitioned it over to that vibe, and then that was actually well before the band started, and then when this trio started, I realized it was a great song for us to sort of adapt.
Excellent. The song is called Airplane. The combo here, the trio, is called Small Hours.
I want to fall in love on an airplane. The sun set on
someone's face with a flock of birds out my window and the sky packed up in my suitcase. I wanna see the world from a distance. I wanna lose my mind in a nimbus cloud. And when the captain starts speaking, my lover's heart will drown his voice out. I saw it play out in a dream, that bona fide flying machine took me from Berlin to see, and I don't need a clear destination. I don't need a drink or a magazine. At 30,000 feet, I'll be waiting for someone to fall in love with. I don't need a drink or a magazine. At 30,000 feet, I'll be waiting for someone to fall in love with me. So easily.
Small Hours, what great lyrics, as well as the music behind it. That song, it sounds like timeless. It sounds like an old chestnut or something taken right out of contemporary life. The thing I really noticed as the three of you were playing is you all have great skill and the ability to kind of break out and run, but you're sort of showing, if I can say this the right way, like some restraint as you play, or discipline to not get too far out. That does that make sense? Maybe I'm describing something that has a name, but it's really fun to listen to. It's like these guys are playing right up to the height of the ceiling. Maybe they're touching the ceiling, but they're not going to go further.
Yeah, yeah. We talk a lot about being tasteful with our arrangements. So that's the word we use a lot. And trust me, there's many points when we're arranging a song where someone goes, we have to be tasteful here. You can't play that ridiculous 16th note lick because we're trying to present a song honestly and in a way that really touches people, not just show things off.
Yeah, that's a good way. I mean, there are players like a shredder that mostly wants to show, look how fast I can play this. And you all are way beyond that in terms of the joy you get from playing. But that's a good way to put it, just making sure you connect with the audience. I think it would be wonderful to hear these guys while having brunch, and you can do that and see them on March 23rd at the original Pittsburgh Winery, and there'll be a quintet that day as they're joined by Jeff Bush on trombone and Lenny Green on clarinet, and that's Sunday, March 23rd. And if you go to the original Pittsburgh Winery's website, you can find out how to do that. I hope you'll be doing more things like that. That's imagine a sort of a family brunch where folks can enjoy the music. Margo, what's the next song going to be?
The next song is going to be one that I learned from listening to the amazing Sarah Vaughan, and one that was recommended to me by the amazing Jason Raffalack. It's called The Man I Love.
Once again, here is Small Hours.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while, he'll take my hand, and though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Thank you. maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. We'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I
love. Once again, small hours. We're so fortunate to have these three talented people in our region, as well as lots of other talented musicians in this region too. But southwestern Pennsylvania and the circle around that, I'm glad folks are staying here and finding careers here. You might have seen me looking at my phone if you were paying attention. I swear I wasn't like playing solitaire or doom scrolling or anything like that. I was checking, and I'm glad I did. Larry in Elwood City wrote to tell us how big a fan he is of Buffalo Rose, as well as the music you're doing this morning. And a listener in Alexandria, Virginia, Susie, wrote to say how much she enjoyed the Brazilian song you did earlier. And this message is from a listener, but it's about something beyond the music. I know you. We have time, if you wish, for two more songs. I know your original list included one more, so I don't want to do like I said before and double click on you and say play another song. But I'll leave that up to you, since half of the gig is mobilization, right? Just getting here, so. It's up to you guys. Yeah. What do you want to do?
We'll do the first song we ever did together as a little group, which is Paper Moon.
Oh, what a beautiful song. Here again, small hours.
Yeah. Take the first eight.
Yeah.
One, two, B flat. B flat is key, right? B flat. Yeah. Here we go. One.
Say it's only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Said it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played at a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. a melody played at a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. If you believed in me. If you believed in me.
Small Hours, what a great song. I'm glad we got an extra one in there. I felt like a tease telling you another message came in from somebody who's enjoying listening to the music, but I knew his message was not specifically about the music, but now that I've read it, since you called yourselves jazz nerds before, I thought I would share it. He mentioned that Pi Day was celebrated at his office yesterday, 3.14, since it was March 14th, and they wrote haikus instead of haikus, using the rhythm or syllables of 3-1-4 for the verses. And he wrote, "My catnip is lemon meringue." And slice, try to stop me. So now we have a whole new pastime.
I think we have to write a new song called "My Catnip Is Lemon Meringue."
My catnip is lemon meringue. I could see it. I sure hope people will follow you on Instagram at small. Remember, they're a trio. Small. Hours is how you'll find them, and look for them March 23rd at the original Pittsburgh Winery Brunch. Winery does not have the H in it. It's just winery. It doesn't, hey, you know, a winery sounds like you're going to walk into a place and a bunch of people are saying, "Have you seen the price of, oh my God?" No, it's not that. Is there anything else? What's new with Buffalo Rose? Anything coming up?
We have an upcoming release very soon of a new original song that we're very excited to have recorded here in Pittsburgh. And we recently played Mountain Stage. We got a lot going on. We're very, very happy to have a big group and a little group to sort of interlock together at times. I meant to say, actually, one of the things about Paper Moon, which we just played, is it's our string break song. If a Buffalo Rose member that is not one of the three of us has an issue and has to run off stage, we play Paper Moon to fill the time to get everyone back on stage. So the two groups are very interrelated these days.
I like that. We have to use things like Alice's Restaurant or the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and radio. You've got a much better alternative for that. There's a whole bunch of songs. Inagata Divina is another one. I'm thrilled that you've got a new album, and I was really proud of you when you were on Mountain Stage. That's just a great accomplishment. Anything else any of you want to mention?
Keep an eye out on Buffalo Rose's socials. It's at Buffalo Rose Music for that new single. It's going to be out in the middle of April. It's the first new track we've put out in a while, so keep an eye out. We're really excited about it.
Excellent. Jason, anything you have to report?
No. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Here's a song that is perfect. It's perfect any day of the year, but it's especially perfect between now and 6 days from now. Here again, it's our last chance to talk. Thank you for being here today. Small Hours.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even
whispering. I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as dizzy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. Oh, I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well.
Small hours and our thanks to them. Look for them on Instagram at small underscore 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 hours.